I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky. Today we preview an October event that will take place for the 38th time this year. The Trigg County Country Ham Festival will be held October 10th and 11th in downtown Cadiz, which is located near Land Between the Lakes, just west of Hopkinsville. The Trigg County Ham Festival increases the population of Cadiz from just under 4,000 to an estimated 30,000 to 40,000 people each year. Longtime Ham Festival Committee Chair Thelma Fowler says the event invites people to help celebrate the heritage and tradition of country ham curing that's prevalent in Kentucky.
Well, it's really all about country ham. A lot of people don't know that, but that's started about a long time ago about country hams. And that's what we're noted for, and people still kill hogs and have hams. We have the money in the haystack, which all the kids love that. And Miss Triggy will be down there.
Among the highlights is the annual Country Ham Show that takes place Saturday, October 11th at 9 o'clock. Trigg County Chamber of Commerce President David Ferquin says that's what the festival is truly about.
This is what the Country Ham Festival is all about. You know, this is what the product that we do so well. We want folks to come out and see it, and that's what the whole ham festival is all about. Without that, we wouldn't have a very good Country Ham Festival if we didn't have those country hams. So we want to encourage farmers and folks that cure country hams to come out and be a part of that.
We'll have more in just a moment.
We're the Turners from Plain County, Kentucky. We have poultry, grain farm, corn, soybeans, wheat. Most folks don't realize that poultry is the number one cash crop in Kentucky now, bringing in over $900 million last year.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
Always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
I'm proud to work with my family every day. We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Melissa Knoll, who is in charge of more than 100 food, arts, and crafts booths at the festival, says there will be plenty of chances to enjoy some country ham.
We have several vendors that are going to be doing those for us, kind of spread out through the festival. And the Homemakers or Extension Office is going to be doing country ham samples, I believe it is. We have the best country ham and biscuit on Saturday morning.
Other festival highlights include Saturday's baking of what's considered one of the largest country ham biscuits in the country on a baking pan that's 11 feet wide and is prepared in an oven that's only used once a year. The biscuit is filled with slices from 16 Broadbent B&B Foods country hams and sold for $2 each to raise money for a local charity. That's today's edition of Across Kentucky. For Mike Feldhaus, I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.